This is the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, where we focus on the growing business community of trade finance stakeholders. I'm Andy Duckworth, and this short podcast is where we're introducing the speakers who'll be up on stage at the Trade Finance Investor Day in October. Today's guest is Claudia Dos Santos. Claudia is Director of Trade and Working Capital Sales at Lloyds Bank Commercial Banking. Hi, Claudia. Great to have you here.
Hello, Andy. Thank you very much for the invitation. Looking forward to speaking with you today.
Do you mind giving us a quick introduction to who you are, please, and how you got to where you are today?
I started my career journey at Barclays Bank Mozambique, now Absa, where I initially specialized in corporate credit before taking on the role of Global Corporate Relationship Manager. My journey in the world of trade came to life during my tenure at Standard Bank, where I served as trade sales manager for their mining and metals portfolio, and later on stepped into the role of acting head of sales. In 2019, I earned an MBA at Alliance Manchester Business School, and shortly thereafter, I made a transition into the dynamic world of fintech, where I had the opportunity to explore innovative technology solutions within the open account space. In 2021, I joined Lloyds Bank to lead supply chain finance sales in the corporate banking team. And since my arrival, my role has evolved significantly, and I'm honored to be the Director of Trade Sales, leading the secondaries team, managing the purchase and sale of corporate trade assets.
I just wanted to know what your thoughts on the Electronic Trades Document Act is and how significant it is and what impact it's going to have at Lloyds.
Yeah, sure. I think sort of, you know, the Electronic Trade Documents Act is a significant achievement for the trade finance industry in the UK and a critical milestone on our journey towards paperless trade. Lloyds Bank has invested in trade digitalization, and this is perfectly aligned to our strategic objectives. Three key themes come to mind when I think about all the work our teams have done to expand the use of digital documentation in trade. The first key theme is our commitment to creating a future where our planet is cared for. The second theme is being bold in our decisions and, importantly, in our investments. And lastly, the third theme is innovating and continuously searching for better ways to work with our clients, as well as improving our colleagues' journey. And in this context, is no surprise that in August last year, we purchased the UK's first digital promissory note, something that we are very proud of, and the activity continues to grow to widen the use cases under which digital promissory notes and bills with change can be used. Andy, when we did our catch-up, we spoke about sort of the volume of trade documents that are on transit around the world. The statistics shows around 4 billion. That's a material number, especially taking into consideration that only 1% or less than that is digital. So digitizing trade is important to reducing the use of paper and advancing our own sustainability agenda. And in our mission to modernize trade, Lloyds has invested 3 million euros in the technology platform Inigio, and we continue to streamline processes. As I mentioned before, this is important not only for our colleagues, but for our clients, who are at the center of everything that we do. And according to the ADB, global trade gap grew to 2.5 trillion in 2022, and that was at 1.7 trillion just 2 years ago. So by moving away from paper-based instruments, I think in a controlled manner, where we take the industry alongside with us, we have the potential to increase the supply of finance, and especially for banks using their balance sheets as a force for good.
Yeah, fascinating how this is now going to develop now it's been passed into law. Now, Claudia, you're appearing at the Trade Finance Investor Day in October. You're going to be having a fireside chat with our CEO, Andre Casterman, and it's titled The Electronic Trades Documents Act as Seen by a Distribution Expert. So what are some of the things, what are some of the themes you're going to be talking about?
So since the end of the Second World War, there's been a significant growth in the number of companies operating in multiple geographies with globally integrated supply chains. And despite the recent focus in nearshoring and friendshoring, supply chains have proven to be sticky and global trade continues to grow. So according to the World Trade Organization, world trade merchandise was at $25 trillion in 2022, up 32% compared to the pre-pandemic levels. In addition to that, since the early 1980s, there's been a significant growth in the dominance of financial markets and ever-increasing financial market activity, which has driven material growth in corporate balance sheets. In this context, banks are under pressure to provide for ever-increasing balance sheet requirements, which include trade finance. And we are also faced with pressures from a regulatory environment with new Basel IV and the increase in cost of capital, making lending a lot more expensive. The digitalization of trade is a game changer in this context, widening the pool of trade finance instruments that can be transacted between financial institutions as well as non-banking financial institutions. So trade asset distribution can allow banks to go beyond their own balance sheet capacity while at the same time managing risk to support our clients. I'm looking forward to the event and discussing topics around data integrity, exchanging ideas about platforms and technologies that deliver efficiency, speed of execution, and how we can build a robust and inclusive risk management framework. I think there's a lot to unpack there.
And why do you think, you know, events like this are so important in getting people together in one room, all the top minds in the industry?
I'm really excited about the Trade Finance Invest today because it's a unique platform. So if we think about what happened last year, where IFTA published their new rules covering the transfer of electronic payment obligations, and then more recently, the passing of the Electronic Trade Documents Act, there's been an inevitable growth and greater legitimacy, I think, to these instruments. And as technology and regulation continues to evolve to create an adequate environment where digital trade can flourish, collaboration among industry specialists is key to implementing solutions that unlock tangible value across the customer environment, right? And this is global. It's up to the industry to create a market where these instruments can be traded, and all parties are comfortable, just like they are with the paper equivalents. And for those institutions that decide to be at the forefront of change, to grow the use of these digital instruments, asset distribution allows banks to share the risk. And in some cases, smaller tickets may be easier to get past risk and governance committees while institutional knowledge is being built around the solution. I firmly believe that together we have the potential to reshape the essence of global trade. And I'm looking forward to meeting everyone at the Investor Day on the 19th and 20th of October.
Okay, Claudia, let's leave it there. And remember, you can hear more from Claudia at the Trade Finance Investor Day. It's at the Grove Golf and Spa Resort, about an hour from London, on the 19th and 20th of October. Go to tradefinancedistribution.com. Click the link at the top of the website for all the details and for buying your ticket. Claudia Dos Santos, Director, Trade and Working Capital Sales at Lloyds Bank Commercial Banking. Thank you for your time today, and I'll see you in October.
Thank you, Andy.